Good morning. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm here to visit a patient.
Okay. Any signs, symptoms, or exposure to COVID?
No.
Okay.
The lobby of Covenant Medical Center is different these days. Visitors have to go through a health screening before they can enter the main building. It's quiet in the common areas downstairs, but on the hospital floors, a dire situation is developing.
We're going to be out of hospital beds. We're going to be out of nurses, out of respiratory therapists, to take care of these patients.
Dr. Craig Ryan is chief medical officer at Covenant Health System. He attributes the explosion of new cases and hospitalizations in Lubbock to COVID fatigue, the idea that 7 months into the pandemic, people aren't taking necessary precautions as seriously.
I know you're sick and tired. I know that's the case. Everybody's tired of this. We want to just make it go away. But right now is not the time to stop doing the things we have been asking you to do to stop the spread of this deadly disease.
Lubbock hit a somber mark on Monday. Over 15% of patients in Lubbock's hospital trauma service region have COVID-19. If it stays at that rate for 7 consecutive days, the state will intervene. Businesses that are currently open at 75% capacity would go back to 50% under a recent executive order from Governor Greg Abbott. The region would operate like that until hospitalizations dip below 15% for another 7 straight days. Ryan says no one wants that.
We don't want the economy shut down again, but that is absolutely dependent on us keeping our caseload below that 15%.
Local leaders seemed hesitant to impose tighter gathering restrictions last week. Lubbock Mayor Dan Pope says he wants citizens to take responsibility and do the things experts say slows the spread of the coronavirus: social distancing, wearing masks, and practicing good hygiene.
I don't think we're going to go backwards. We've got to be more disciplined. We've got to do what we know keeps us safe.
Lubbock confirmed more than 1,600 new cases of COVID-19 last week, the highest weekly total since the pandemic reached the South Plains in March. The number of hospitalized patients has increased over 75% in the past 2 weeks. And some are younger people. The second surge last month mostly affected the college-age demographic. A spring spike in diagnoses was isolated to nursing homes. Mayor Pope says this recent wave is more widespread.
Although the largest number of new cases still falls between the ages of 18 and 29, you see a significant spread into the community, into that age groups from 30 to 70.
Pope says organized gatherings, like at schools, are not what's driving this trend.
We had a situation happen in our community where at least 9 people went to one of those important birthday parties, and they all came out infected. Think about the impact that that has on 9 families and on maybe 9 churches or 9 workplaces. That's how this spreads.
City of Lubbock Health Director Catherine Wells says it's also smaller, often informal get-togethers where people let their guards down.
The places that we're seeing spread are at dinner parties, large celebrations such as weddings, clubs and dance halls, crowded restaurants, caretakers not wearing their masks.
Lubbock's not unique. Similar trends are happening across the country, including in Texas cities El Paso and Amarillo. The state recently sent hospital surge support, supplies, and workers to the 3 cities. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.